This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case of a Colorado web designer who says she won't offer wedding website designs for gay couples because of her religious beliefs. The web designer, Lori Smith, also wants to post a statement on her website about her beliefs, something that's restricted by Colorado's anti-discrimination law. She says the law violates her free speech and religious rights. The Supreme Court said Tuesday that it would look only at the free speech part of this issue. The case will be heard in the next session. A new study finds climate change is leading to an increase in out-of-control fires that happen at night. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Jennifer Balch is a fire scientist with the University of Colorado Boulder. She says the nighttime is usually when fires calm down.
And firefighters use that window to better control fires. And so that's a critical tactical window that we're losing as a function of nights getting warmer.
Balch's study looks at flammable nights, nights with higher temperatures and lower moisture levels. She says those nights have become more common across the planet due to climate change. That trend is especially pronounced in Colorado and other western states. The region now experiences 11 more flammable nights per year than it did in 1979, a 45% increase. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Air France will resume flights between Denver and Paris on May 4th. The company plans to operate the flight three times a week. The French airline first launched the seasonal route to and from Denver International Airport last year. This is CPR News and KRCC. Boulder right now is at 5 degrees. And thank you for joining us on this snowy, or at least pretty cold, Tuesday afternoon in Colorado. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now. In a few minutes, we'll hear about additional sanctions placed on Russia.